You're listening to the Spicy Dividend.
Welcome everyone into the Spicy Dividend podcast. So before we get into the more serious topic that you can see the title of and my day trading nightmares and how it almost ruined my life, let's celebrate a positive moment in my life, because not a lot's being positive right now, but one positive thing is that I finally got remonetized on YouTube. Hell yes! Let's go! Oh, it just came at the perfect timing. I mean, the side hustle that I was working the most on, I gotta stop saying side hustle. I just hate saying that word now. The extra income that has been most fruitful to me has been remote task. I've done several videos on that on my YouTube channel, and it's just shit in the bed right now. I mean, the payments aren't working properly. The admins are flooded because all these tasks aren't get recorded. So this monetization for YouTube is so clutch. I'm going to be focusing so hard on YouTube and this podcast. I'm going to try my best to produce at least 4 to 5 videos a week, 4 to 5, you know, including podcasts mixed in there. So I am so amped to get YouTube monetization back. It's going to be great. I don't think I'm going to be making nearly as much as I did when I first was monetized back in 2019. But that being said, any income is welcome. It'll help with the Bills to Billions challenge. And I'm just so grateful and I'm so looking forward to it. So, yay! That was good news. So, with that out of the way, let's flip gears here. And let's talk about how deadly day trading was to me. Now look, I'm not going to be the first person to ever warn you about the dangers of day trading, okay? It's been established, you know, for many, many years now that day trading is one of the worst things you can do. It's not investing, it's gambling. But let's lay the backdrop. So if you know me from the OG days of recording this podcast and doing YouTube videos, then you are familiar with me being dividend grinder. And all I was worried about was making dividends, whether it be daily, monthly, whatever. I was just so hell-bent on getting income back to me. And I saw it as dividends were the best way to do it. I used to put $30 a day into it, and I would try to fund my dividend income as much as I possibly could. It got to the point where, you know, I started from zero and just putting in $30 a day and YouTube income and bonus checks from work and me being fortunate enough to live in a dinky townhouse where my half of the rent was only $600. So all of that culminated into me going from $0 to $50,000 in a trading account in about 3 years. Pretty remarkable stuff, honestly. I mean, that should be motivation enough that, like, you can start from anywhere and you can do it. Now, where did it all go off the rails? So, just to coincide with me doing all the dividend stuff, yeah, I very quickly learned that I was addicted to gambling, okay? So, my dividend investing started back in 2017, 2018 range. How old was I? I was mid-20s. At the time, so more than of age to go to the casinos and whatnot, and the gambling started way back, like even back as grade school, playing poker in Catholic school, Texas Hold'em, all when Chris Moneymaker won it, and everyone's just like, "Oh my God, I love poker! Anyone can win it." And I started gambling then. Now I liked poker, but it wasn't my favorite thing. I turn 18, and the very first thing I do is go to the Downs, or the horse racing off-track betting facility in my area, because you only have to be 18 to bet on the ponies, at least in Pennsylvania. And I fell in love with that. Now, I didn't understand it at first, but me being an aspiring accountant at the time, I took one look at the past performance sheets for the ponies and I'm like, oh my God, it's all numbers. It's all analytical. It's logical. I love it. Right? It just immediately clicked for me. And I can vividly remember asking my dad when he went to the bank every Friday. I'm like, get $20 in $1 bills and give them to me. I probably thought I was going to like the strip club or something, but no, I was going with my friends, and he knew it. I took pictures just to prove I was there too. But I would take it. I would go to the off-track betting every Friday night with my buddies, and I would just take $2 at a time, go to the teller and say, hey, I want, you know, $1 Exactabox, or I want $2 win bet on blah, 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 blah. Tampa Bay Downs, number 7 horse, race 9, $2. And so I couldn't lose any more than $20. So obviously it was very controlled. I didn't even have a debit card at the time. So that's why I had to ask my father to give me $20. And I mean, it was my own money. He took it out of my account. But still, you get where I'm going with this. The gambling addiction started very young. And as I started going to the casino when I first turned 21, luckily my neighbor, who grew up to be my best friend since second grade, we were so lucky that he was the same age as me. Even though we didn't go to the same grade school, we went to the same high school. So we're still friends to this day. Been friends since second grade. But I turned 21 in March. He turned 21 in June. And as soon as he turned 21 in June, the casino trips were almost daily because I couldn't get any summer jobs just that year. That was the only year in my life where I could not get a good summer job, was when I turned 21. So I helped my brother-in-law weed whack for his grass cutting business. But I mean, that was maybe 2 to 3 days a week. And I was making maximum like $100 to $120 a week. So under the table, yeah, but almost nothing. So what happened was, is that my buddy got into like a little fender bend or whatever, and he got injured a little bit, nothing too severe, but he couldn't work. So he had a rental truck. He couldn't work for about 4 months, and he was getting unemployment. Meanwhile, I had maybe like $400 in my bank account, but nonetheless, we went to the casino, and this is where the real addiction started, because I cannot make this up. We would go like every single day, and we would win like 85% of the time. I don't know how it's possible, but we just did. I mean, they weren't large amounts, but it's almost like we treated it as a business transaction. So what we would play is craps. I would bet only one number, number 9. He would bet one number, number 6. And we would walk in there with maybe like $50. And every day we would profit like $30 to $40, and we'd just leave. And it was amazing. It was one of the best times of my life. We would get free comp. So we'd be going to the buffet, or he would love to get his crepes. We would do that like every week because it was free from comps. We'd be making like $30 to $40 every single day just from doing this. So it's like I didn't even need a job at the time because I had this going for me. It was crazy. And, you know, it's like any drug when the saying is, the first one's free. So you can see how the gambling addiction started. So in my mid-20s, when I moved in with my now wife in the townhouse, that's when I really started getting into dividend investing. So I would do my dividend investing. Meanwhile, the daily casino trips obviously stopped because I moved like an hour away from the casino, so it was no longer feasible. But there were times where, you know, once every 2 to 3 weeks, I would make the trip with my buddy who I just talked about, and we would still go to the casino. But these weren't $50 anymore. No, no, no. These were minimum $300 a trip. So obviously the winning streak has stopped majorly. But one more event happened, and that was in 2017, coinciding with the dividend investing. And that's my algorithm for the Kentucky Derby. Just it paid off better than I could have ever imagined, and I won $8,600, able to pay for my wife's wedding ring and wedding band, and yeah, it was amazing. It was the same time I caught the foul ball at the Phillies game. I will win this $8,600 on the Kentucky Derby. So gambling is just the greatest thing on earth, right? Well, gambling then started to coincide with investing, and investing was, for me at the time, it was only dividend investings, right? And then once COVID started in 2020, I told my wife, I'm like, look, the market is tanking. Like, we need to invest, right? And at the time, all my gambling losses were amplified because just started working from home. All of the apps, at least in Pennsylvania, you can do online gambling. You know, I'm playing live roulette, live blackjack, losing hundreds of dollars a week. So the gambling losses are already amplifying. And this is at the time I told my wife, look, like, you know, we saved a lot of money. The market's at an all-time low. Let's invest in the market. And I told her, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to invest in the S&P 500. And I'm just going to sell covered calls on it. So worst case scenario, we were just in the market long term. Well, like any true degenerate, that's what I started to do. For the first month, that's all I did was buy SPY. 200 shares, I believe. And I sold covered calls. I think it was 200. It was around like $70,000 worth, right? And, you know, I'm sitting there. I'm working from home. It's lunchtime. So I don't have to work. And I'm like looking at the stock market. And I'm like, you know what? Now that I don't have to worry about the day trading rules, since I have over 25K in my account, yeah, you know, let's just try it out, right? And there was a little successes in there. I tried to be as cautious as possible. And, you know, how cautious can you realistically be with day trading? Not that cautious. But nonetheless, I did it through E-Trade. And if you don't have their pro trading, I mean, you need a really, really quick, you need a platform designed for day trading, or else day trading, it's just not possible, okay? And I was stubborn, and I just tried it with E-Trade's normal trading platform anyway, setting, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Just setting limits, you know, setting sell-off limits. So when it reached the price, I just would automatically sell it or whatever. And if you don't have a platform that's designed to do that really quickly, you can find yourself in a lot of trouble. You're not able to get out of positions fast enough. By the time you're putting in the stop loss, there you go. By the time you put in the stop loss, it already tanked and it says you can't do it because it's already below the price. So you put it even lower to below the price, but it dipped below that price. So as you can see, it gets really ugly really quick. So the first like 2 weeks that I tried day trading, I think I made like $200, like with 70K worth of trading, you know, that's really nothing. And that should have been the warning sign right there to be like, just to stop. But I kept going, right? Long story short, I was in one position where I forgot to do a stop loss. I went to the bathroom and this thing just tanked. Now it was being volatile all day. It was up like 100%. And then I got into it and it was like fluctuating. I'm like, all right. And I went to the bathroom and I came back and it like tanked, right? Just in that brief like 2 minutes that I was gone. Long story short, I ended up losing $10,000, right? Now at the time, I lied to my wife. I did not tell her I was day trading. And I said, oh, you know, I invested in this and, you know, the covered call strategy didn't work. Like maybe we should take our money out, blah, blah, blah. So that's the true tell sign of you have a gambling problem. And this is why day trading is gambling. Day trading is not investing. Day trading is gambling. You get the same exact dopamine rush when you are successful in a day trade. And you get the same rage, anger, embarrassment, all the signs, depression. You get all the signs of a gambling addiction when you're losing on day trades as you do with gambling. It's not investing. It never is. Less than 0.1% of people who do day trading are going to be successful in the long term. But that was that, right? Just 10K. Well, fast forward another year, and there's a position that I really liked, and I spent like 2 hours trying to convince my wife, you know, let's just put the money here and just let it go. I have a really good feeling that this position, I'm not going to say what it is, I have a really good feeling that this position, it would have like broke even if we just kept our money in. I'm like, I really like it. I'd spent like 2 hours convincing her, let's do it again. So being the degenerate I am, it lasted all like a week before I started day trading again. And that's where shit hit the fan. I was back into the office. I can remember doing this. And like, I was trying to do it in between work meetings, in between my job, you know, on my laptop. And it was just a mess. But what ultimately happened is, I can remember this very vividly too. It was ticker symbol EYES, E-Y-E-S. And I remember that day, they went up like 600%, something ridiculous. Some kind of ridiculous news came out about them, and I tried to hop in, right? And I can remember that I did the trade. It was like $60,000 in this position. And as soon as I put it in, my boss just comes over and it's like, look, can you join me on this meeting that I'm having? It's nothing serious or anything. But, you know, what I'm going to say, no, but I didn't get time to set a stop loss. And it was up like 600% at the peak. And that thing went down to like 100% lickety split. So the thumbnail is not lying. On that trade alone, I lost $46,000. And there's no feeling of your heart sinking more than looking at that drop when I got back into my desk. It's like my soul left my body and just looked at my body, just like sitting there at the cubicle. And it's like the first thing that just runs through your head is like, wow, like, what am I going to do with my life? Like, this is it. This is your life. This is how pathetic you are. And I wouldn't say that I got suicidal, but like the instant depression, usually when you lose money, like at a casino, or if you lose a bit of money day trading or whatever, a lot of it's rage, right? Like anger and annoyed and embarrassment. But with this amount of money, it kind of takes your breath away. And one of the hardest nights of my life was just telling my wife that I lost some money. It's miraculous that she stayed with me. She's a saint, obviously, putting up with my bullshit. But let me tell you, like, the amount of tears that I cried that night telling her that, like, I blew it. Like, I didn't say what I did. I did tell her that I was day trading. I didn't do what I promised to. Like, I honestly feel like this is divorce worthy if you wanted to go through. Like, I understand. Like, I fucked up big time. But, you know, luckily we are very much in love. We do love each other. She's a saint, obviously. And, you know, she did forgive me. But let me tell you, it was one of the most devastating things in my life. And I will never, ever day trade again. And once that happened, I pretty much quit gambling too. So I went to the State of Pennsylvania Gaming Control Board and I said, please ban me from all online casino gambling because, you know, being work from home, it's so tempting. Yeah, especially as an addicted gambler, it's so tempting to just log on real quick and do a few hands of blackjack or play roulette, especially when it's live because you don't feel like you're getting ripped off when it's a live dealer. But I had to ban myself. So I banned myself for 5 years. I might carry that on for life. I didn't ban myself from casinos, although in Pennsylvania, when you ban yourself online, a lot of the casinos just ban you anyway. So, you know, I really did work on myself, but it took this massive loss. And, you know, we were very fortunate to have a lot of money saved up because we lived in a dinky townhouse. You know, we were saving like 80% of our income at the time. So, you know, we were fortunate enough where 46K didn't like permanently financially ruin us. Obviously we moved recently. We're in the house that we love. We're in our forever house. We couldn't be happier. So it didn't scar us, but you know, just think about it. Between the 46 that I lost on the worst one most recently and that 10K that I lost, that's $56,000. That's more than I saved up in the 3 years doing dividend investing. Just like that. Just by day trading. It's one of the worst experiences anyone could ever have in their life. And, you know, I will say this is a serious moment. Like if you have a gambling problem, get help. You need to recognize that you have a problem. And, you know, I was fortunate enough where I didn't gamble to the bone where I couldn't pay off bills or pay the rent or anything like that. But there were sketchy times where it's like, you know, if I didn't gamble in like 6 months and I had like $6,000 in my checking account, you know, I started gambling again, both online and through the casinos. And I saw that checking account go all the way down to like $700. You know, it's those moments of realization that like, what am I doing? Like, I'm not even having fun at that point. So I will say, just get help. Day trading is gambling. It is not investing. It doesn't matter how much research you do. Doesn't how much bull crap technical analysis, because we all know technicals are all bullshit. It's all made up. If it was real, anyone could just design bots and make money and be millionaires. And, you know, I like to fool myself into thinking that I did all the research and day trading beforehand, like, you know, doing technical analysis and also doing listening to that Asian guy on YouTube, like, oh, just gamble like you're in a casino. You trade for one loss unit, but you only gain 3 units win when you do win. And it's just not real in practice. So that's my story. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed this episode. A little sombering, but hey, look at the bright side. I'm back on YouTube monetization. So I hope you enjoyed the episode. I'll see everyone in the next one.